Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the next episode of the Daypick Show. I hope you're doing great as always, and I'm back here today with a 137th episode of the Daypick Show. Wow, I literally feel so thrilled, amazing, to be recording this for you today. If you do something for 137 times, every single day, it literally becomes a part of you that you can't live without. It's just so freaking amazing to be here, and even though today was a day where I just literally didn't have any energy, was a bit pissed off. I'm not gonna be just sharing all the best things that happened. Literally, I've been so freaking pissed off. And yeah, where to start? Be a rebel, don't be, I'm even right now, literally I have 21 classes remaining until the end of my university studies, but I'm still thinking like, okay, literally are these 3.5 months worth it, or should I just freaking drop out? Just literally considering everything that's going on, I guess I'll just, for the sake of being here and even like having contract and like literally I wouldn't go anywhere else, I'll just stay here. Even like the setup with clients and everything else that's going on, I currently have it set up in a way that we're essentially having a run up of about 3.5 months where I'll essentially just wiggle around and make things happen. Actually, it's 46 minutes, my sister's birthday. Happy birthday, sister. I'll also send you a message. Yeah, where to start? I guess it's a very interesting not being on social media for like 3 or 4 days. You just kind of become way more detached and just literally start thinking about, okay, like what are the things that are bringing you the most happiness and like literally even like what you're really seeking to get out of life. For me, it's literally like the things that I enjoy the most are being in nature and just doing some weird stuff there. Like doing sports, being outside, being in the nature. Some of the biggest experiences that I've had were like there was one I was like 17 or so, and I just took one classmate of mine and we just went sleeping into the woods, and it was like minus 20 degrees Celsius outside. It was just freezing cold and we almost froze there. I mean, like that was a great memory that I have. And yeah, I was just randomly looking up like the few options for relocations in terms of where I'll actually be moving after I finish here in Vienna. I'm still rethinking it, like USA, no, like definitely no, like that's a broken place, like literally that's a broken place, nothing is working there, homeless people there, even like literally comparing Europe to USA, and like that whole place there, like Europe is so much more developed and so much better ahead, that it just kind of makes more sense for me to stay in a different place. So as far as it goes, I guess I'll just create an HQ in Dubai, like my central place where I'll just be staying the most of the year. The reason for that being is that I just kind of like the thing that inspires me the most is being in an environment with a lot of good people, like a good network. I have so many people living there, so many friends living there in Dubai. A lot of them are very, very successful. So like that's the first part. You can also travel from there anywhere you want. A lot of people come there. A lot of masterminds are going to be happening there in the next 20 years. It's going to become one of the, like even bigger. And Saudi Arabia, I literally love their food. Like it's, I mean, I'm not sure if I this should be my biggest priority. But with that being said, I just literally, I like it. I like the whole, I like it. I enjoy being there. Even Arabian countries, I always kind of enjoyed visiting them as well. Like that's the thing for me. I'm not religious, I would say. I just like literally, I don't really care what you think of, like what religion you are. If you're like Christian or if you're Islamic or if you're like whoever you are, I just like genuinely enjoy learning about cultures and people. So that's gonna be the first part. I guess like I'll just go there at the beginning of July, just like to sort out a few tax things as well as different stuff. Where thereafter I'll just fly. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm gonna take a week off or just like a bit of time off. I'm gonna travel to. I was actually thinking of going to Namibia doing like a 3-day safari there, and thereafter going to Cape Town, where I'll just reside for like a month, 2 or 3, just entering another focus period. The reason for that being is that Cape Town is pretty decent in terms of, like, it's cold there, and I literally can better focus when it's cold outside. I like it when it's raining outside, because when it's too hot, I'm just, I mean, if you just see the people and you like literally feel, it doesn't make any sense. Like I'm a creative person, and if you're a creative person, and if you're not, I would definitely entice you to become a creative person, because just living a life where you have a steady job, like, you're just living for the sake of living. You're just like buying expensive stuff for the sake of buying it and trying to impress other people who don't really even care about you. I mean, like, that's a bullshit. Which is never really take this, and you can, if you know how, you can just literally do whatever the heck you want and just design the life of your dreams. If you just substantiate it by a sufficient amount of time allocated towards one craft, which you really decide to master. For me, I guess, like, literally spending 3 years here were one of the biggest wastes of my time. I mean, like, not really literally waste. Even right now, I'm just literally in a mode that, okay, it's 109 days until the time that I'll finish here. So I just kind of like made a decision that, okay, it's 1740 hours until I finish here. So let's just freaking make the most out of it. So I just kind of told myself, okay, 1740 hours, I just want to track it. Like, give me these 1740 hours that you invested towards your business, towards becoming one of the best people in what you're doing. And then that's it. Then thereafter, just excited, will be excited to just take things to the next level. And the rumble begins. Listening to what other people think of you is waste of time. Listening to their expectations about how you should behave and what kind of things you should like is also a waste of time. The thing that I really want to do is, I just literally want to, never mind it. It shouldn't be about me. It should be rather about you and what I can share with you. What I can share with you, just give me a sec. No, I won't open a window because you wouldn't be able to hear me. Cool. So I guess the best part about everything is that you just, like, if you even show up on the days when you don't feel like showing up, and even if you get like 50% of all the gains, let's say, that you would be able to get on a very good day, I mean, that's still 50%. And if you just compound it throughout the year, and like, you're going to have your ups and downs, you're going to have good sleep, you're going to have bad sleep, you're going to have days when people are going to turn you off, and like, it's going to average out and you're going to end up pretty well. It's about selling stuff. It's about creating something and making it so freaking good and like just marketing it and like selling it. I'm freaking tired. So freaking tired of people just trying to make the perfect thing and just banging their head against the wall and again and again, and just, okay, I'm gonna make the best thing out there, but essentially, like, they make no progress forward. They end up spending years doing the same things again and again because they're just too freaking afraid to face and have the hard conversations that actually confront all the, like, the fears that they have. There's no one coming to save you. Like, just wake freaking up. If you want something, it's your damn decision. If you go out there and actually kill all the demons, slay all the dragons that you have to slay in order to actually get whatever the heck you want. It's also not about addition. It's much rather about subtraction, about all the things that you actually decided to eliminate and just go all out. It's like a very interesting, if you look at supply and demand, if you just like kind of decrease your supply of the time that you have and just grow your social media is great for that, then you're able to command much higher fees, and because you're like unique from a certain point of view. Nothing great was ever created by someone who, like, no nothing great was ever created by a person who had a side hustle. Like, literally, that side hustle has to have become main hustle at a certain point. And that's the main point here. Like, literally, go all out. Pick one thing and go all out. Like, face the demons, slay all the dragons, and freaking go all out. You're capable of doing that. What else would I share with you? Actually, my standing table came, and I'm super excited. I'm gonna hire someone tomorrow just to build it for me and remove the desk that I currently have here, so that I can actually have a standing table and we'll be able to be even recording these videos while I'll be standing. That's so cool. Yeah. It's gonna be hard, and that's okay. Just do the hard stuff. Doing the hard stuff makes you stronger, better. If you do the weak stuff, it kind of makes you even more weak. So just conquer your demons and march ahead. Hey guys, I'm gonna leave you with this. I'm gonna have a few more things that I have to finish right now, but with that being said, it was great getting back in touch with you, seeing you grow, and keep crushing it. Really proud of you.